zoning administrator. I will now call to order the zoning administrator meeting for September 20th, 2018. A limited number of staff reports are available at the hearing. Any member of the public may ask the zoning administrator to be heard on the public hearings on the agenda as those items are called. Those persons addressing the zoning administrator are requested to give their name and address for the record. Written materials will be received 24 hours in advance to ensure consideration by the zoning administrator. Except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any items not appearing on the following agenda. However, items may be taken up in a different sequence. Members of the public may address the zoning administrator on items of interest to the public that are not on the agenda and are within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. First item is the approval of the minutes, and I've previously approved those via email, so that item is addressed. The next item is item number one, public hearing PA 180021, a use permit to allow Verizon Wireless to initiate telecommunication activity at a proposed local community park site within Ladera Ranch, and a site development permit with alternative development standards to height limit and off-street parking to allow the installation of new panel antenna on a new 45-foot tall telecommunication tower disguised as a faux eucalyptus tree with new ground level equipment support cabinets contained within a fenced equipment area at the base of the faux tree. Now, typically at this point, I would be asking staff to make the presentation relative to the planning application, but instead, I'm going to open the public hearing and I'll ask the applicant to step forward. I understand that you submitted a request to continue this item?
Correct, yes.
And can you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Jim Heiner from PlanCom, representing Verizon Wireless.
And your address, please?
Oh. My address?
Business address is
250 El Camino Real, number 117, Tustin, 92780.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, we would like to continue this to the next hearing in October, or not the next one, I'm sorry, the October 18th hearing. Okay. My client has called and said they're currently reevaluating all sites and has put everything on hold. So we'd like the time to reevaluate our site and get our RF engineers on board with the site if we're going to move forward with it or not.
Okay, thank you. So taking into consideration the applicant's request as well as additional requests or comments received from the public indicating there has not been sufficient time for review, I am going to continue this item to October 18th. Please keep in mind when an item is continued, there are no required public noticing requirements, so you will not receive another notice in the mail. So it's important to note the 18th. We do post the agenda on our website, so you can look at the county website there if you want to follow and track it. If there were to be another continuance, we'd have to open the hearing again and continue again to another date. But for now, since the applicant has requested the 18th, we will continue this item to the 18th. Unless otherwise noticed, and if the time changes, we will send out notices again. However, our standard meeting time is 1:30. So with that, I will continue the item to October 13th, and I will 18th. Now close the public hearing. 18th. Thank you. So at this time, members of the public may address the zoning administrator regarding any items within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. However, no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 5 minutes per person and 20 minutes for all comments unless different time limits are set by the zoning administrator. There are no public comments. I will hereby adjourn the meeting. The next regular zoning administrator meeting is scheduled for October 3rd, 2018. Thank you.